One evening, Paddy Muskrat was eating a dainty morsel on the bank near his home. He had dug a sweet-tasting root from the bottom of the pond and had swum to the shore to enjoy it. As Paddy sat there, a wagon came clattering down the road, but Paddy paid no attention to the sound. It happened too often every day to cause him any uneasiness. The wagon stopped. But that, too, had happened before, and still Paddy Muskrat continued his meal. Then several stones came sailing through the air. Some of them splashed into the pond, and some of them struck the bank near the spot where Paddy Muskrat crouched over his tidbit. He dropped the root at once and plunged into the pond. "It's Johnny Green," he said to himself savagely as he dived out of sight and swam toward his doorway. "I don't know how he could see me from the road, but he did." Paddy stayed in his house until he thought Johnny Green had had plenty of time to grow tired of throwing stones and drive on again. Then Paddy crept out of his house, for he intended to go back to the bank to finish his meal. To his surprise, the shower of stones was still falling into the pond. And since Paddy was hungry, he had to swim underwater some distance from his house and find another root, which he took home to eat, though it was far pleasanter dining upon the bank where the air was fresh. If Paddy Muskrat was angry then, he was much angrier the next evening when the same thing happened again. He was on the bank eating a freshwater clam when a wagon stopped in the road close by. Paddy paid little heed to it. Several wagons had passed while he was eating. "I'm glad it's not that horrid Johnny Green," Paddy remarked between nibbles. The words were hardly out of his mouth when a stone landed within an inch of his nose. Paddy didn't stop to say another word to himself. He dropped the clam quickly and dived into the water while stones went chug-chug all around him. "This is a little too much," Paddy Muskrat told his friend Mr. Turtle, whom he met on his way home. "If Johnny Green is coming here every evening to throw stones at me, I shall have to move to some other neighborhood." Now, Mr. Turtle did not want Paddy to go away. "It's quite safe here," he said. "I've lived in this pond for almost 100 years, and nothing has ever hurt me. To be sure, I've had plenty of stones thrown at me, but I pay no attention to them." "You must remember," said Paddy Muskrat, "you must remember that you have a very hard back. If I had a back like yours under which I could draw my head, I wouldn't care how many stones Johnny Green threw at me. I'm afraid I shall have to look for another place to live."
"Nonsense," old Mr. Turtle cried. "There's no danger at all. And just to prove to you what a safe place this pond is, I'm going where the stones are falling."
So Mr. Turtle swam for the spot where the stones were chugging and splashing into the pond. He crawled out upon a bank, too, and climbed on top of a rock where he craned his neck in order to get a good view of the road. It was not long before Mr. Turtle began to smile, and then he slipped into the water again and swam back to find Paddy Muskrat.
"It's just as I said," Mr. Turtle told Paddy. "There's no danger. Nobody's trying to hurt anybody in this pond."
"Didn't you see Johnny Green?" Paddy asked.
"No," Mr. Turtle answered. "It was his father that was throwing the stones into the pond."
"His father?" Paddy Muskrat exclaimed. "I never supposed it was Farmer Green. And I must say that it's a pretty small thing for a grown man to be doing, stopping to throw stones at me. It's a boy's trick, that's what it is."
"But he wasn't throwing stones at you," Mr. Turtle explained.
"He didn't know you were on the bank.
Farmer Green is simply trying to clear the road of stones. He's tired of having his wagon jolt over them every time he drives this way. And he has made up his mind that whenever he passes the pond, he'll stop and pick up a few of the stones and throw them into the water. So, you see, there's no danger," Mr. Turtle added.
"Well, I wouldn't care to be hit by a stone, whether it was aimed at me or not," Paddy Muskrat remarked.